This is the news in brief from the United Nations. At the UN Human Rights Council on Wednesday, a teenager from Côte d'Ivoire has explained why protecting the environment matters so much. The rare and refreshing intervention came from 14-year-old activist Junior, who spoke out against alleged industrial pollution, including from the cocoa sector in his hometown of San Pedro. At the child rights debate, member states also heard from UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet, who warned that environmental harm severely affects the youngest children, indigenous children, and those from low-income and marginalised communities. This damage was being done despite the fact that the effects of environmental degradation on children and their rights were completely preventable, she insisted. Echoing that concern, Junior explained that children made up between 3 and 4 in 10 of those suffering from respiratory and skin disease, according to data from his town's health authority. "I want the authorities to take this question to heart," he said in a video message, "because we children are suffering a lot." Also participating in the debate at the Council, the World Health Organization's Dr. Maria Nera said that 1 in 4 children globally is dying because of environmental factors at home or elsewhere, and 570,000 children under 5 are dying from respiratory infections every year. By 2025, half of the world's population will be living in water-stressed areas, Dr. Nera warned. This is already a problem in least developed countries, where 1 in 5 healthcare facilities lacks water, sanitation service, and waste management. In Eritrea, there's been no tangible evidence of rights improving for people there in the past year, a UN-appointed independent investigator has told the Human Rights Council in Geneva. In her latest report on the situation in the East African nation, Special Rapporteur Daniela Kravets described a steady flow of people continuing to leave the country. Of those crossing the border to Ethiopia every month before COVID-19 movement restrictions were enforced in March, 1 in 5 were unaccompanied children. It was hard to imagine a sustainable and prosperous future for Eritrea without its young people, Ms. Kravets told member states, as she urged the government to reform the job market, education, and national service. The last year has also seen civic space shrink further in Eritrea, the UN-appointed independent expert warned. People have been arrested at prayer meetings, she said, as have members of minority groups and others who had expressed dissent. As a priority, the Special Rapporteur once again called on the Eritrean authorities to address the situation of all those arbitrarily and unlawfully detained, and those who've disappeared in the prison system. They include conscientious objectors Paulos Eyasu, Isaac Mogos and Negede Teklemariam, who have been held for 26 years. Finally, to the clandestine world of art fraud and African artefacts, which are being sold to unsuspecting buyers thanks to the fake UNESCO stamp they come with. In a warning to those who have been conned in this way, on Wednesday, the UN Cultural Agency urged the utmost vigilance after receiving numerous reports of illicit trafficking in African cultural property. The organisation said that false documents claimed that UNESCO had authorised the transactions and certified the monetary value of collections, which is not true. It said that most victims of the fraud live in France, and many have links to French-speaking African countries. More than €1 million worth of goods have been pilfered to date, UNESCO said, while Director General Audrey Azoulay described cultural theft as a lucrative global scourge that was in most cases connected to other forms of organized crime, including terrorism. It is 50 years since an international convention was adopted to combat the illicit traffic in cultural property. Although African cultural heritage has long been the victim of looting and destruction, the Middle East has become a recent target in connection with conflict in Iraq and Syria. The illicit trade is also growing on the internet, where tracing origins and intermediaries is difficult, UNESCO warned. Daniel Johnson, UN News.